As Luke has us approaching Jerusalem, we hear another story, this one of the persistent widow and the unjust judge. This story can assist us to live a life of greater intensity and more realistic dedication to people's real needs. This is also Mission Sunday, and we're reminded that we need to reach out to encounter the signs of God's love in our brothers and sisters throughout the world. One of the most attractive things about being a Catholic is the wonderful variety of expressions of faith throughout the earth, and also the unity that we celebrate. In a world so fragmented by rich and poor, terrorism and human need, flagrant wealth, and crushing poverty, I want to be an active part of a church that touches the lives of our brothers and sisters everywhere. A church that challenges us with the highest ideals and yet has a deep sense of humanity and a generous spirit of mercy. Today's gospel is a delightful exchange between the poor widow and the unjust judge. We're all familiar with such encounters. In the scripture commentary that I consulted, I was startled at the translation of, "I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." My version said, "Give me a black eye." Well, I can understand that. Apparently the phrase also had the same meaning that it does for us. The judge's reputation would also be diminished. Although few of us are judges, we need to give full attention to this. Won't God secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Mission Sunday challenges us to be attentive and alive, to be a part of the response that God is making to our brothers and sisters in their deepest need. I think we need to respond on two levels. We need to be a part of the missionary experience of the church, that is, with church programs and outreach. And then also, on a personal level, we need to encounter the heart of that widow in the gospel and to recognize her need and to appreciate the goodness of her heart, to respond ourselves on a deeply personal level. These two experiences came together for me when I was working as a missionary in Kenya. A number of Dominican sisters and brothers had assembled for a conference in Johannesburg, South Africa. Toward the end of the conference, we attended a parish Sunday Mass in the township of Soweto. The pastor was a tall Dutch Dominican who had been in prison during the apartheid struggles. He led a vibrant congregation in a Mass with some of the liveliest singing I've ever encountered. The whole congregation would burst into song in four-part harmony, and also we had familiar hymns and even the beautiful African anthem. At the end of Mass, the pastor introduced Dominican men and women from all over the world. Here we were celebrating our union in Christ, but also learning from our South African brothers and sisters how to forgive one another after the horrible experience of apartheid. The only way forward is to forgive one another. I don't really believe that our missionary efforts are just a method to convert people in distant lands to my way of worship and belief. It's a two-way street. We learn together how to become a church, and we're enriched by a variety that is truly Catholic and universal. I find that some of the questions and problems that I encounter here in the United States are helped by locating them in the wider view of a church that delights in the variety of many cultures and traditions. This broader context gives me a little more room to maneuver, lest, like our judge, so stuck in his ways, I too end up with a black eye, and I've had a few of them. In a world where political leaders are so imprisoned by their deference to money, power, personal glory, I want to see my church be active in meeting the real life experience and needs of widows and orphans. whose suffering is so evident. And I want to be an active part of that. I return to Africa every so often to renew friendships and review programs, and also to learn more about the people there. For the same amount of money you would often spend on a vacation, with a little planning, you could visit your brothers and sisters in Christ in another part of the world, and it could change your life as it has changed mine. What a joy to be part of such a larger community. Mission Sunday is not just another collection for a worthy cause, but a chance to grow and realize the larger community you share because of your following of the gospel. Today, in our generous giving, in the disposition of our lives, and even in our travel, we'd hope to come to life in this more beautiful expression of our heritage as Christian people. May God bless you.